honor, those things don't have any station in life. They are characteristics and values that each one of us should accept and adopt into our lives, regardless of what role we serve. President Calvin Coolidge once said that no one is compelled to choose the profession of police officer, but having chosen it, everyone is obligated to perform its duties and live up to the high standards of its requirements. And that was in regard to police officers. Well, if the President of the United States back in the 20s had the wherewithal to apply that principle to policing, then it seems that servants at every level of government need and must adopt the same philosophy. No one is compelled to seek these offices and these jobs that we hold and others hold that are created to serve the community, large or small. If we do accept that responsibility, we need to accept the obligation to do it well and right. Law is law, and we are obligated to obey it, regardless of where we are, regardless of what office we hold, regardless of what we do for a living, regardless of our role in family or in homes or in government or in industry. We all have the responsibility to obey the law. People who have these roles also have the responsibility, a solemn responsibility and an exemplary responsibility, to live according to law themselves and to expect it of everyone else. And that's not a personal value. That's just right and wrong. Not all law is right. I mean, I think that there have been laws in our history that were unfair and needed to be changed. And there may be laws now that occasionally I don't agree with and would like to see altered or changed in some way. But the greater laws of just being honest and telling the truth and obeying the laws that are written to provide for the safety of our citizens and to administer our lives in such a way that we lead the charge in that regard, and by virtue of doing that, encourage others to do the same, is an inescapable responsibility. Whether we be in national office or local office or hold no office at all, it is our responsibility to do those things and to do them well. And I don't know how we convince people of that responsibility other than to say it and to exemplify it in our own lives and hold people accountable within the limits of our ability along those values and principles. And it saddens me and it breaks my heart to see people of certain authority and with certain influence over this nation to fail themselves in that regard, because it tears at the fiber of what has made this country so great and what makes this the greatest nation that's ever existed in human history.